Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. It's almost summer, and that means it's time to plan for summer learning. Whether you homeschool year-round or need ways to keep your home education going during the lazy days of summer, I've got you covered. But first, I think you would love some of the other shows on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. I only podcast once a week, leaving you plenty of time to listen to other shows like Homeschooling in Real Life, Vintage Homeschool Moms, the Homeschool High School Podcast, and some of the newer shows like Mr. D Math and Brain Coach Tips. If you enjoy the shows, please take a moment to review them so other homeschoolers can find them. The teaching tip of the week is to use mastery curriculum when your student needs to get caught up or if you have a gifted student. Summer is the ideal time to use a mastery curriculum to help your student get caught up. Much curriculum is taught in a spiral fashion, meaning that concepts are reviewed and revisited frequently. Little new content is introduced at one time. This is an excellent approach for students who need a lot of review, but it also means that many of the same concepts are covered year after year. If your child has struggled in math, for example, it can be frustrating to use a math curriculum that keeps teaching concepts like measurement that your child fully understands. Repeatedly presenting the same mastered topics to an advanced student will lead to frustration. In both cases, a mastery curriculum is a great idea. It allows your student to progress at a much faster pace. Your struggling student can get a quick review of concepts that have been forgotten. Your advanced learner can enjoy the challenge of continuing as soon as a concept is learned. To find a mastery curriculum, do a Google search for it. I found a Well-Trained Mind forum discussion of mastery math curriculum that was very helpful. I'll link to it in the show notes. Learn Math Fast is a mastery curriculum that can quickly get your student caught up in math. Use code SANITY5 for $5 off one book or SANITY10 for $10 off a four-book set at learnmathfastbooks.com. I'll be giving you an inside look at Learn Math Fast on Facebook Live and a chance to win a four-book set on May 16th, 2017 at 4:45 Eastern. But I'll put the replay in the show notes for you at homeschoolsanity.com/summer learning. Now for this week's topic, six great summer learning ideas. I'll start with one we're familiar with, summer reading programs. Even if your child is already an avid reader, the variety of summer reading programs available can make reading even more fun. The first place to check for reading programs is your local library. My church has run a summer reading program for many years as well. Barnes & Noble, Half Price Books, Chuck E. Cheese's, and Sylvan also have summer reading programs. But you're not limited to formal programs. Create your own. You can make a list of reading requirements, such as what's in my Reading for Treasure map, and offer a reward for completing it. You can text me at 44222 with the phrase treasure map, there are no spaces in that, to download your free printable. Idea number two is free kids activities. A second great summer learning activity are the free activity programs that are available. We recently signed our kids up to bowl for free all summer. adults are just under $30 if they'd like to bowl too. If you question whether bowling is educational, I'll have you know I took bowling for college credit. There is a similar summer program for roller skating. Many theaters offer free, kid-friendly movies in the summer. We saw a Disney nature film one summer that was excellent and definitely qualified as educational. Zoos, science centers, museums, and even Home Depot offer free programs for kids in the summer. Check their websites or newsletters for details. You'll want to Google Summer Kid or Family Activities 2017, if that's when you're listening, for your area, too. There are many festivals, reenactments, and other opportunities that you wouldn't think of otherwise. Idea number three for summer learning is park events. Parks frequently offer nature programs for kids during the day and music events in the evening. Use these opportunities to expose your children to new musical genres. Our outdoor theater in the park allows standing attendees to watch musicals for free. It's amazing. Your local park services website and newsletter are important places to look for educational events. But park learning doesn't have to be formal either. One homeschool support group here has park play dates in the summer. Activities can include sports and crafts or just the chance to build friendships. If your support group doesn't offer this, start your own play dates. Idea number four is outdoor learning. Summer, especially in the cooler morning hours, is an ideal time to do nature study. Go for hikes, observe ants at work, study life in pond water, and more. If you're going on vacation this summer, the opportunities for nature study expand. We've learned a lot about shells, sharks, crabs, alligators, stingrays, and jellyfish while at the beach. It's a wonderful time of year for enjoying a variety of sports like baseball, swimming, and tennis. We love playing foursquare, badminton, and we will be playing with our new pickleball set as well. When you and the kids are bored, use a resource for games that you can play outside. Anything using water will be well received in the heat of summer. Nighttime games are fun, too. My kids have a glow-in-the-dark capture-the-flag game that they are looking forward to playing. I'll share some links in the show notes for you. I'm also a big fan of doing messy art and science experiments outside in the summer. Whether the kids use traditional paints or paint with water or use sidewalk chalk outside, summer is a great time to learn art. I don't think my kids will ever tire of the Mentos in the cola experiment. It's definitely one we want to do outside. If you have a comfortable area outside, or you can go to one, why not spend some time reading and doing traditional lessons there? There's just something about a change of venue that makes learning more fun. Idea number five is classes and camps. Summer is also the time when traditionally educated students sign up for classes and summer camps. I used to be very wary of these classes because I didn't know the students or the teachers. Having my child attend with a friend made me more comfortable, and we've had good experiences. You can find classes and camps on just about everything. Again, Google summer camps in your area for this year, and you'll probably be overwhelmed with the options. You can limit those options by asking about your child's interests first. You could also ask for recommendations on Facebook. Summer is a good time for your student to attend or help with VBS or church camps. If your church's schedule doesn't fit with yours, consider having your child attend or help at another church's event. Idea number six is coursework you didn't have time for. summer is the perfect time for getting caught up on subjects. Without all the regular school year activities, your student can make quick work of the last lessons. That is, if you schedule time for it. Even though for many homeschoolers, summer is a relaxed time, we still need dedicated time for reading, activities, and studying if that's your plan. A mastery curriculum like Learn Math Fast or Grammar Galaxy are wonderful means of helping your student catch up this summer. The lessons are short and even fun. I love summer as an opportunity to complete the subjects or courses we didn't even have time to start during the school year. We have cooking, music, videography, and coding classes to do. The best time for us to do these will be in the morning or on rainy days. Speaking of rainy days, I have to mention again my recommendation of playing educational board games. Summer is a great time for these as well. Learning definitely doesn't have to stop in the summer, even if you do take a long summer break like we do. I hope you have lots of ideas. My best idea for you, though, is to create a plan. Put the events you're most interested in on the calendar. Add an idea to your planner for every week, and you're more likely to use them. Today's action steps are: check out the other homeschool podcasts at ultimateradioshow.com. Look for a mastery curriculum for your student who is behind or your advanced learner. Use codes Sanity5 or Sanity10 at learnmathfastbooks.com if your student needs to get caught up in math this summer. Download the Reading for Treasure printable by texting me at 44222 with the phrase treasure map for a limited time. Consider reading programs, free kids activities like bowling, park events like concerts, outdoor learning with nature study or art, classes and camps, and coursework you didn't have time for. Find the links to all these ideas at homeschoolsanity.com/summer learning. Then create a plan for a great learning summer. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammar Galaxy, a mastery curriculum your kids would love learning with this summer. Learn more at grammargalaxybooks.com. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.